This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we're trying to get Dean Weingarten. Except we're not getting Dean Weingarten, are we? Well, let's do this while we wait. As we're going to do some radio magic. Well, I say we are. It's not showing me what I need to see. Hang on, Alex. I'm going to give you his phone number in the stack, if you would be so kind. Let me look him up right quick, and we'll do I was going to do other radio magic, but we can't. Let's go with this instead. All right, here we go. Oh, we got him. Okay,
yeah.
So we do have him. We got Dean Weingarten.
Sorry that I'm late, but I was in the middle of Bear Stories, a brand new bear book out by Larry Knute.
Yeah.
He wrote the Alaskan Bear Story series, and I'm finding a whole bunch of bear attacks that were stopped with pistols in it.
That you did not previously know about, I take it, then.
I didn't know about. I think
wow.
I'm up to 7 or 8 in this book alone.
I don't know if I'd say that's a lot. That's probably... Did you identify 86, I think it was?
Well, my best guess, we're up to about 85, and I think I've got probably another verified 5 or 6 out of this book. There were a couple double in there so we're probably up to 90 now.
Yeah. So is there one that sticks out in your head? Is there one?
Here's one that isn't about pistols, but I'll probably write about it, but I'll tell you about it anyway because it was amazing. These people are up in Alaska, and they have a lever action 4570 with them that they borrowed. Okay, so one of the people borrowed it, and the other guy sees the moose, and it's moose season, so he says, "Give me the rifle." They go out there, they get attacked. He gets attacked by a grizzly, and he has composure. He has the rifle, he has a round in the chamber, and he pulls the trigger. When the bear is 15 feet away, click, nothing happened. He works the action, puts a new round, figured he had a dud round. The bear is 4 feet from him when he tries to fire again. Click, nothing happened. The bear pounces him, chomps him up pretty badly. It required a fair amount of hospitalization. Eventually goes away. They examine the rifle. It has a safety that he never heard about on a lever-action rifle before. So it was the first one that came out. The next year, he gets attacked by another grizzly. This doesn't happen that often to people twice, and this is only 1 year later. He has a bolt-action rifle he's familiar with, kills the bear at 15 feet as it's charging at him. And he says, "The roar of the rifle was a sweet sound."
Yeah, I would imagine so in that instance.
So, I have to apologize for being late, but I was kind of engrossed. These stories are pretty riveting. So, those are that's the type of thing in the book I recommend it. Don't know if it, I think I may have gotten a free issue copy through one of my sources, and so I'm not sure if it's on the market yet.
Okay.
But if you want to read about bear stories, I recommend it.
Me
in the book.
Does it?
Yeah, it talks about the research on how effective pistols are.
Yeah.
And I forget, 300 pages in, something like that. And of course we've changed the argument. You know, the argument used to be whether pistols are effective or not, or more effective than bear spray or not. Now it's, yeah, pistols are effective. It's a question of whether bear spray is, how effective bear spray is.
Now, with bear spray, you know, I see people get pepper sprayed or CS'd or maced, and some of them will react to it, and some of them don't. But, I mean, some of them don't react to being tased. Now with bear spray, are there some bears? I mean, I would imagine it comes down to an individual basis as far as the
it
bear.
It does, and there's many variables, and I don't think you can make a blanket statement. But the problem is, if the bear is highly motivated, or if the bear is not real sensitive to bear spray, if there's much wind, or if it's real cold out. Those are all situations in which bear spray has not worked well. Now, I won't say that bear spray is useless. It's not. There are quite a few times it works, but it's been overhyped, in my opinion. And for times when you're trying to harass a bear that is, you know, not actively, aggressively attacking you, it's probably fairly effective. And one of the things they found, and this was Stephen Herrero, who is has been one of the most highly touted experts who studied bear attacks. And he has come out and said that it doesn't seem to affect black bears near as much as grizzlies. So that's another thing to consider. And when I've read the accounts, I've noticed the same thing, but he has probably done statistical work on it. I found earlier, I'll mention it because it was very interesting, found a case where a 38 was used against the sow grizzly in 1947 up in Alaska. And it was effective. It just it didn't kill the grizzly immediately, but it stopped the attack, and the person who shot it tracked the bear for 2.5 miles, he said, but it still kept going. From the sound of it, it doesn't appear that he penetrated the brain with any of the shots. Shot it 3 times with 158 grain loads. And out of a 38, they're probably only going about 800, 850 feet per second.
Right.
So I'm putting all this stuff into my research, and it'll come out. And I'll have to probably take a couple of weeks. You know, I can't get all the work done on it. You have to do the statistical work and make sure you've got all the links that work and everything else. You know, it's not something I can just do immediately, but I've got enough to come out with a updated list. So I will probably do that within the next couple of weeks.
I completely understand. I do.
And go ahead. Yeah, we'll probably be up. As my back of the head calculations, it'll be we still only have 3 failures with pistols, so it'll be somewhere in the neighborhood of 97% effective pistol defenses against bears, and that's high. That's just very high. It seems to be higher than we get with rifles, which is, I would call it, counterintuitive. That is, you'd think rifles would be more effective.
Right.
But the problem is, a lot of people set their rifles aside, or they don't know, they keep a round, keep the chamber empty without a round in it, or they have the rifle slung over the shoulder, or they go to answer a call of nature or to attend to a fishing rod, and the rifle is leaned up against a tree a few feet away, whereas pistols are designed to be kept on your person.
Hang on for me there, Dean. We're coming up on the break. Talking to Dean Weingarten, more people read his stuff than anybody in the gun genre. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Dean Weingarten, as we do, as we do. Now, I want to ask you about this. You haven't written about this, but what do you think about this, the way the Democrats are, they're becoming team players?
Oh, you mean in order to elect Joe Biden?
Yes.
Well, they have bad choices all around. I mean, I only see three potentials right now, which is Biden, who, I hate to say it, but he really seems to be slipping into early dementia. I mean, he really, when you don't know where you are or whether you're in the race for the Senate or the presidency or whether it's your wife or daughter who you're talking to, you know, I've had several people online make the comment that practitioners in the field would look at those behaviors and certain other mannerisms and just say, yeah, it's early onset dementia of some kind or another. And it seems to be accelerating. So that's a bad thing for Democrats if they're going to try to make him their presidential candidate. And then you have the billionaire, you know, Michael Bloomberg. And
he dropped out today.
Okay. He actually dropped out. I thought he might still be hoping to get in as a VP candidate or something like that. Maybe he will. You know, he seems to be quite a bit healthier than Joe Biden, former Vice President Joe Biden. I'm not a big fan of Joe Biden's because I watched his career fairly closely, and I think he's an unethical crook. But that's my opinion. You know, I've just seen where he has not acted very ethically, in my opinion. And then you have, Bernie Sanders, Senator Bernie Sanders. So with Senator Sanders, I have to say he's been reliably socialist for all his life, closer to communist probably if you look at the positions he holds. And he just doesn't seem to understand reality very well. It's hard to believe that very many people today believe socialism actually can produce a more prosperous society than capitalism. And he says Democrat socialism, but when you listen to what he says, it doesn't sound very much like Democrat socialism. It sounds like socialism is practiced in the Soviet Union or Cuba. And I wouldn't want either of those, or Venezuela. He seems to be a fan of all three of those countries. So that's going to distance a lot of people in the Democrat Party, not just in Republicans and independents. So who do you get for the Democrats to put up a credible candidate? I don't think any of those three look very good for them.
Well, I mean, it's going to come down to, Warren is still in it, but she's toast. So it's going to come down.
She's in it as a spoiler. I think she's in it as a spoiler for Bernie to try to swing the election to Biden.
Might be.
But
they're more closely aligned in their political outlook, without a doubt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, and the economy is good. President Trump has kept numerous promises. Their positions on the policies on the left are relatively extreme. I mean, they are extreme for the vast majority, probably at least 70% of Americans, maybe 80% of Americans. But anything can happen. You know, you can't let your guard down. And it is amazing to me that these positions, such as the so-called Green New Deal, are actually being put forward as serious by people who are actually hoping to become candidates for the Democrat Party. And you read those Green New Deal positions, they're fantasy land. They don't have any relationship to reality. And they expect us to convert from fossil fuels to other energy sources in just a decade or so. We'll have to move back to Middle Ages level of living in order to reduce our energy consumption that much. And they won't accept nuclear power, which is one of the few ways you could transition from fossil fuels like coal and oil and natural gas. And they all seem to be absolutely opposed to fracking, and I can't seem to find any rational reason why. Almost, I think you'd have to hunt really, really hard to maybe find one person who might have died because of fracking. And yet, there's all kinds of people who will die if we don't have sufficient energy to heat homes and to run air conditioners. Both of those things are actual life-changing events if you don't have them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that would be the thing, that in the event of a really bad situation where we didn't have electricity, the problem that's going to result from that is going to be both medical care and medication that you can't
get. Oh, absolutely. But even if you just make electricity expensive and hard to get and undependable, you're going to have quite a few deaths.
Yeah, so...
So I don't see, it seems to me the Democrats have put themselves in a position where they're simply not credible.
And, well, I mean, you know, they're out there saying that their whole position in this is they just got to beat Trump.
Yeah.
They got to beat Trump. That's the whole reason we just got to beat Trump. And the problem is they don't have anybody that can beat Trump.
And this is at a time when the economy has been some of the best it's ever been in the last 50 years.
Yep.
We've got to get rid of this guy because we don't like the way he tweets.
Yeah, that's
not a very persuasive argument, in my opinion.
And all of them, I mean, you know, one thing I noticed in the Super Tuesday thing is that AOC has been out there trying to be the new Pelosi.
Yeah.
And all the people that she backed, they went down the tubes. So it's...
I guess if there was one might have won a primary. I'm not sure.
Well,
into the runoff.
I'll tell you about the little story I did in the last segment when we get back. I just want to get your reaction to it just because I caught this, and this is when this is hatred. And, you know, hatred like that doesn't bother me to look at it, but, you know, it's hatred for them to get out there and say, you're not very tolerant. Well, you're just hating on me right now. But anyway, Dean is the most, more people read Dean's articles and all of his stuff, and you can find it at amaland.com. You can find the last 1,500 or so that are there. But Dean gets the accolades because he deserves them. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says there will be more widespread testing for the coronavirus.
Now, all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
The vice president says he's taking the new task force to Washington after a 10th death was confirmed today. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he's not surprised billionaire Michael Bloomberg is throwing his support behind former Vice President Joe Biden.
As far as I heard about that, he certainly brought a lot of money into this race. He certainly made a lot of television networks very, very wealthy, and I'm sure they're very disappointed that he's leaving.
Sanders, speaking at a news conference in Vermont, says he did not know that Bloomberg suspended his campaign earlier today. Sanders says the political establishment is determined to stop him, and many billionaires such as Bloomberg are with Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or...
Annual convention in Washington, D.C. I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Dean Weingarten and discussing all these things. Did you see where a Denver, an AOC wannabe, she was talking about finding, or somebody was out there tweeting about if they caught coronavirus, they were going to go to Trump rallies and spread it.
Yeah, I did see that. It's not really funny because they're talking about spreading a nasty disease around to people they don't like. It shows some of the mindset and some of the desperation on the left. And then I will mention, did you see that the governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee, is proposing a constitutional carry bill, and he's got the Senate Majority Leader and the House Majority Leader both with him backing it.
Right.
So that's a pretty big plus. That would be 17 states that have constitutional carry. That's over a third of every state in the United States.
Yeah. Let's talk about this article. Let's talk about your fantasy article out of L.A. Times.
Ah, yeah. That's a good one. I like that one.
Well, I mean, especially when they're fantasizing they want to ban all these guns, I just wonder why they need all these other laws like you can't straw purchase guns because why would you need that? Because you can't buy guns there. Safe storage, why do you need that? Because we're banning guns. Why do we need safe storage?
Well, I thought it was funny because this person who obviously wants a disarmed population says, well, he writes
Rahul Mukherjee,
hypothetical situation. And there's just almost no reality involved in the article. And he says, well, if we have these laws and they were absolutely followed, he doesn't even say that. He just says they could have prevented these mass murders.
167. I covered this. I covered this, and I find it preposterous because he doesn't even, I mean, how?
Yeah. I mean, he contradicts himself in his own example. He talks about, well, if we had a ban on the straw purchase of firearms, we could have stopped five cases of mass murder. But in every one of those cases, there already was a ban on straw purchases. And the one that he uses as an example, the Columbine High School, the two people who did the straw purchasers got prison sentences because it was illegal.
Yeah.
And yet he still says, well, if we had a ban on straw purchasers, we could have stopped these five cases. Well, it was one. It didn't work. Why
It's almost like they think that gun control is some magical category.
Yes.
Of legislative law that they can put on the books that just, if we're trying to do something with a gun, magically we can't because there's a law against it.
Well, I think it's a little deeper than that. I think that they, at the back of their thinking, and yes, it's magical thinking, I'm not disagreeing with that, but they default to not, will this law work, but what if there were no guns?
Yeah.
They default to it, well, if there weren't any guns, then nobody could be killed with a gun. So if we push these laws and we just get rid of guns, it may take a while, but we can do it. Surely we can get rid of guns if we just try hard enough. And that's what I think they're defaulting to, is a world without guns. But the problem is that the technology to make guns is at least 600 years old.
Right.
I mean, it's been around a long time. And people back then didn't have electricity and drill presses and lathes. They made them at a forge with hammers and an anvil. And people have been making guns at home forever, as long as there have been guns. They've been making guns. And it's a lot easier to make guns now than any time in history, especially in a country that has electricity. And you can go to Harbor Freight or some other store and buy a lathe for a few hundred dollars, or buy a used one, or go to a shop, go to your local community college and say, I want to learn machining, and then they'll let you do a project, and they don't know that you're making a submachine gun barrel or not. You know, it's ludicrous to think that you can get rid of guns or somehow stop people who want to have guns from getting them. It just doesn't work. And we have several real-world examples, from China to India to the Soviet Union, where even under extreme totalitarian conditions, people still have illegal guns. I would admit that if you've got an extreme enough totalitarian state, you can cut down on crime, and you may even cut down on the number of unofficial murders, but the official murders, or rather executions for crime think or whatever, they go up quite a bit. So if you're willing to pay a price of maybe 5% of your population being executed because they didn't obey orders fast enough, you can probably cut down on a hundredth of a percent of people being murdered.
Did you notice, and I just want to bring this up before we run out of time, but one of the things that he did with his mental jujitsu, because he was doing all kinds of Chinese acrobat turns with his brain.
Yes.
In a safe storage requirement, you had a 20-year-old security guard who decided to go on a little rampage, and he was a child.
Yeah. Well,
and in Parkland... Parkland, Cruz was a man, and he was 1 year younger than this guy.
Yeah. It's what you do when you use weaponizing the language. Now, I'm a full-time writer, and I consider myself a wordsmith, so perhaps I can recognize these tricks more than most people. But I think people are waking up, and they're seeing the way the language has been weaponized. You have a 20-year-old adult security guard, and you refer to him as an underage shooter. I mean, that's really stretching it. And we've seen some of the people who are pushing for an unarmed or disarmed society have stretched the definition of children all the way up to age 25.
So, well, that's because you can
get statistics.
You know, you can stay on your parents' life insurance or your health insurance till you're 26 years old. So you're a child now till you're 27 years old.
Right. But I don't think, you know, we've really not had people. Well, you can make a case that people are more childlike into the late teens and early 20s than they used to be because they can get away with it.
Sure.
When somebody hit 18, you know, two or three decades ago, you were expected to fend for yourself.
Well, I mean, you know, I want them to extend it a little further. I want to be able to be designated as a child till I'm 65. I'm getting tired of all this adulting. I'm getting tired of all this adulting, you know. I could go live with my dad again. My dad's still around. I could go live with him, and, you know, he could pay all my bills and everything else. I just think that's the way to go.
The whole responsibility thing.
It's their stupid game. I want to play it, and I want to play it better than they do.
But I do think a lot of this is an attack on individual responsibility. It seems like one of the basic things the left wants to do is not hold people responsible for anything. Whatever happens, it's not their fault.
Right.
It's society's fault.
Never their fault.
We have to change all of society.
That's right. Society wants to be fundamentally transformed after all. That's what we keep getting told, and that's the platform of the Democrats. We got to beat Trump, and we got to fundamentally transform the United States. Not that anybody asked us to, and not that anybody is upset with Trump. We're about to come to the last break. Dean is, Dean writes right now exclusively for Ammo Land, but that's not always been the case. But 50, you know, he's got over 3,000 articles. Half of them are at Ammo Land right now. That's where you can find the latest stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we are talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, instructor, and all this other stuff. I saw your article on Justice Gorsuch and the bump stock ban. Are you dismayed about that?
Well, I am disappointed that the court didn't take this opportunity to correct what I think is clearly bad law on the part of the ATF.
Well, I mean, it isn't law; it's a rule.
It's a regulation. Yes, yeah. It is a regulation, and I think they went outside the bounds, and they did it because of intense political pressure. I actually wonder, because they did not use what's called the Chevron policy or Chevron doctrine to defend their actions, if they were hoping the judge would overrule it. Or that they would be overruled. What Gorsuch said, I was fascinating. I've never seen, I have very seldom seen a Supreme Court justice come out and basically say, look, I'm sorry we didn't take the case. I mean, it really deserves to be corrected, but, it wasn't exactly right, and there's a bunch of other cases or courts that are looking at the same case. So we'll get another chance, and we'll probably get at it later. That's the way I read what he said.
Yeah.
And so it's not as bad as if he just said, we can't get every case. And if you read what he said, it's a scathing indictment on the way the case has been handled, particularly against the Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C., which they said, look, the government didn't even raise the defense you used to say to uphold the regulation. They didn't even use that, and yet you relied on it, and it's inappropriate. So I have some positive thought that this case will be revisited from a different direction. And there are other people. Yeah, I think the Tenth Circuit has a case going challenging this regulation. And this was in the D.C. Circuit. And then I think there's another case in the First Circuit, too. So, and there may be more. It sounded from what Justice Gorsuch wrote that there were several other challenges that were coming up on the same issue. So I'm cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic. I'm thinking, you know, a lot of people are hedging their bets on this New York State pistol case thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a lot of people think that's going to be mooted.
It seems unlikely to me. I really think it's unlikely because they've invested a lot of time and energy into this case.
Right.
And they've had the opportunity to moot it at least three times. And each time they said, we're not going to moot it right now, maybe later. That's how I read the decision, what they put out, which has never been a complete decision. But I can see where the court, the justices on the court, would be very reluctant to moot this. Because in most cases where mootness applies, some event happened that wasn't exactly, critical to the... It wasn't decided by the people who are in the case. It was outside of what happened in the case, if you see what I'm saying.
Right.
Whereas in this case, clearly, the city and state of New York decided, we don't like the way this case is going. We're going to do what we can to make it move so that the court won't hear the case. Well, if the court succumbs to that kind of reasoning, they're inviting every other litigant who's bringing a case before the court to do something to try to moot it when it looks like things are going against them. And so I'm not sure they want to allow that to happen. It's an unusual case for mootness in that regard.
The thing that I was thinking is that I've heard Sotomayor and Ginsburg both say things about, you think you can just change the law after we're going to take it up and we're just going to let you do that?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they're very full of...
It challenges the... Very, very clearly challenges the whole power of the court.
Yeah.
Things are not going the way we want. We'll do some legal maneuvering and change things a little bit and make it move.
Yeah.
And then after you haven't heard the case, we can change things back if we want to.
Yeah. That's the thing. I would expect New York to do exactly that simply because I'm going to tell you the one thing I hate about the way the whole gun control thing is allowed to occur. When you look at the other enumerated rights, there is no state standard for freedom of speech. There's no state standard for, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth. But now, for the Second Amendment, they use the Tenth Amendment, which, my understanding of the Constitution is no one amendment trumps the other one. And they completely disregard the 14th because they're going after the Second and they're using the Tenth to do that. And the federal government has allowed that to happen. For how long?
Yes. Well, I would say since 1939, when we had the Miller case. And that coincides, not coincidentally, but as a direct result of the court being transformed during the Roosevelt and Truman years, when if you weren't a progressive, you didn't get on the court.
Right.
And we had that the 1938 Federal Firearms Act, I think we talked about it before, where I would say it would have been ruled unconstitutional just 10 years earlier, without a question. But they relied on the Miller decision, which was a little muddy, and they basically said, the Miller decision seems to say, it clearly says that military weapons are protected. Miller, in that decision, the court couldn't possibly have meant that. So we're not going to accept that. they said, literally, if you take the decision, it means this. But we reject that. They couldn't have meant that. So we're not going to accept it. And that's how we then went about 70 years. With the Supreme Court refusing to hear any Second Amendment cases. So progressive judges, especially on the appeals court level, just made stuff up. And they just, and the Supreme Court said, we're not going to hear any Second Amendment cases, so we don't have to rule on it. And we've been suffering under that dereliction of duty from the Supreme Court and appeal courts for about 70 years. Actually, it's longer than that. If we go from 39, that'd be 61, 80, about 80 years.
So a long time ago, well, not a long time ago, when I was a kid, I used to listen to the Doobie Brothers, and they had this album that came out called What Were Once Vices Are Now Habits. And it seems like the federal government has gotten in the habit of letting the Second Amendment get infringed upon.
Well, it happened gradually. In the Miller decision, it was only about stuff that crossed state lines.
Yeah.
So people weren't too concerned. And then we had a number of federal decisions where the Supreme Court said, essentially changed the belief about the Constitution that the Interstate Commerce Clause was about stuff that actually crossed state lines, to where the federal government could regulate virtually everything that happens in society because it might affect interstate commerce in some way.
Right.
It's just absurd.
Yeah,
and so that changed the decision. And so that's what happened is that, go ahead.
Before we run out of time, are you going to be with me on Friday?
I will.
Very good. We are about to run out of time. Find the stuff that Dean does at Amoland.com. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure. And I'll be there on Friday.
Roger that. And as for everybody out there, remember this, please, if you would. Be back in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.